All right, we have some breaking news, and this is serious. Even the right-wing hosts over at Fox News were shocked at Donald Trump's open and direct call to target his political opponents last night. He made a Truth Social post that was quite eerie because it wasn't addressed towards his fans. He wasn't even mocking or targeting his political opponents. It was a post that was written towards his own Attorney General, Pam Bondi. He wrote it for Pam Bondi, and it was a request to begin targeting political opponents because time is running out, or whatever Trump claims. The interesting part about this post is that it starts off addressed to Pam Bondi. So at first, people were speculating, you know, did Trump not mean to post this? Did he accidentally post this when he meant to just send it to Pam Bondi privately? And then it got even weirder because Trump deleted this post and then reposted it entirely. So Richard Hanania points out, it just keeps getting more insane. Trump apparently tried to send a DM to Pam Bondi, essentially telling her that his enemies need to be prosecuted. Instead, he posted it on Truth Social and then deleted it. Now, the update here is that he reposted it, meaning it seems like this was supposed to be a public-facing post. And Ron Filipkowski's theory is that Trump can threaten and yell at Pam Bondi anytime he wants in private. I'm sure he does it all the time. All he has to do is pick up the phone. But the reason why he posted it publicly on social media, why go public? To put his mob on her. So Trump achieves a few things in this post. He publicly places pressure on Pam Bondi in a top-down way as the president, but there's also pressure coming from his mob of MAGA supporters when he posts it out in public. And, you know, immediately, I saw this pop up in my feed. The mob of MAGA supporters, Alex Jones, saying, as I reported 4 months ago, Trump is preparing to remove not only AG Pam Bondi, but all of the cowardly leadership at the Justice Department. Trump's post on Truth Social excoriating Bondi was no mistake. So now, all of the Trump supporters are placing as much pressure as possible on Pam Bondi to target political opponents. Now, this is sort of a complex story that I'm telling, so I'm going to weave through a few things before I read this, but I just want to back up a little bit because I want to lay the groundwork for the post that I'm about to read. Over the past week, Donald Trump has been going through some drama at the Justice Department. Trump was poised to fire a U.S. attorney for resisting an effort to charge Letitia James. Letitia James is the New York Attorney General who was prosecuting Trump. Trump very much so wanted an investigation opened up into her. But Eric Siebert, who worked there, ABC News reported that Trump is expected to fire U.S. Attorney Eric Siebert after investigators were unable to find any incriminating evidence of mortgage fraud against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Then Trump posted this. Today, I withdrew the nomination of Eric Siebert as U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia when I was informed that he received the unusually strong support of two terrible sleazebag Democrat senators from the great state of Virginia. He's talking about Tim Kaine, and he's talking about Senator Mark Warner. Those are the two quote-unquote sleazebags, just normal dudes. He says, thank you for your attention to this matter. Let me just explain to you how insane this all is. This is Donald Trump firing a U.S. attorney, a district attorney, because there was no evidence. This is a fatal case of starting with a conclusion, starting with the presumption of guilt for mortgage fraud, and then working backwards and trying to find any evidence you possibly can to substantiate that. Republicans constantly claim that Trump was targeted by Democrats, but no. They opened an investigation, and a grand jury found that there was enough evidence for Trump to be indicted. They went through the actual system. What's going on here is Trump is saying, Eric, I want you to go find any sort of evidence of fraud that you possibly can. When Eric came back and said, hey, there was really nothing, there was no fraud, it just doesn't exist, Trump then accused him of being a fake Republican. So Trump has been on this rampage, just trying to, you know, prosecute all of his political opponents. And that brings us to this post that was deleted, but then reposted shortly after, that even made Fox News hosts uncomfortable. So at first, people thought this was meant to be a DM towards Pam Bondi, but what seems to be more likely is what Ron Filipkowski of Midas Touch said, that Trump is doing this to publicly intimidate Pam Bondi. So he said, Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey? Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia. They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done. End quote. Then, we almost put in a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino who was never going to do his job. That's the story I just told you about Siebert. That's why the two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. He even lied to the media and said he quit and that we had no case. Which is true, they had no case. He's not lying. No, I fired him. There is a great case, and many lawyers, many legal pundits. Lindsay is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me 5 times over nothing. Justice must be served now. President DJT. Now, here's the big problem here. And really quickly, life gets stressful. Work just never seems to end. And everything this administration does is unsettling and stressful and eerie. That's why I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's video, Viya. Not only do they help me relax when I'm traveling in a hotel room like I am right now, but they also help make these videos possible by being an amazing sponsor. What I love about Viya is they're effect-based, and there's a wide array of products, whether you want zero THC gummies, or whether you want something a little bit more intense and energizing. There will be something for you. They ship it discreetly, straight to your door, no medical card required, and everything is backed by a worry-free guarantee. So if you're 21 or older, I urge you to check out Viya today. Click the top link in the description, head over to viya.co/blueheart, and use code blueheart for 15% off your order, plus a free gift. It's a really solid deal. I appreciate all of you, and thank you to Viya. Go check it out below. Now, here's the problem. There are many problems, but if we just zoom out very quickly, on a broad scale, Trump has spent the past decade promising that he would lock up Hillary Clinton, or drain the swamp, or take care of his political opponents. Now, the most extreme in his base are sort of pushing him into a corner and saying, dude, when are you going to start locking them up? When he opens this up and he quotes, I have 30 statements and posts saying, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. Trump isn't quoting some investigation there. Trump isn't quoting even politicians. He's quoting Truth Social posts that he sees from his crazed lunatic MAGA supporters. I've scrolled through Truth Social because I, you know, research Trump's posts. I sometimes have to pull them for these videos and screenshot them. And I see the Trump supporters saying, oh, Trump isn't actually acting. It's same old story as last time. Some of them are even wondering, was Trump lying to us this whole time? I thought any day now the storm was going to come and Democrats were going to be arrested. How come no Democrats are being arrested? How come actually Republicans seem to be the ones that keep falling on their face? So now Trump has all of this pressure to do what he's promised to do because he hasn't done anything else. I mean, the war in Ukraine hasn't ended. The economy hasn't spurred back with momentum. Tariffs have actually slowed it down. I can continue to go down the list, but I mean, he's desperate for any sort of win with his core fan base, and it's leading to this authoritarian BS. This is some insane stuff. So think about what this means. A sitting president is pushing his Justice Department to fabricate charges against a state attorney general who had already beaten him in court. And when the prosecutor refused to fabricate any sort of lies, Donald Trump fired him and claimed he was radical or whatever. He bragged about it online. And then Trump's allies at Fox News read this post and said, even this is a little bit too far. Listen to what they say about this in the segment. This article is titled, Fox Panel Urges Trump to Chill After Bonkers Threat Against Enemies. Take a listen.
Linked about this idea that if some of the luminaries that we've been hearing and reading about involved in government malfeasance or potential government malfeasance, if they are guilty, there should be action by this point. And in fact, there's a tweet out there tonight, Tommy, where he's in effect imploring the attorney general to act and act swiftly.
Yeah, I do struggle with this in all honesty. Not that I don't think a lot of these people need to be investigated to the fullest extent. I do. I want transparency and I want accountability for a lot of those folks that he mentioned in that Truth Social post. For me, sometimes it's like, don't give the left the talking point of political weaponization, even though those of us at the table know the baloney and we understand. I don't like giving fodder to the left in this way, but I do understand where his heart is at, and in that I do agree.
No, I want to make a point here, Tommy. And I think this is where you and I both are. Like, even on the fact that Jimmy Kimmel's taken off air, and there's this, like, conservative undertone or libertarian undertone, like, hey, listen, we get it, but let's not be them and let's not take him off air. President Trump just saw someone that he obviously was very close to get killed in a way that they almost killed President Trump a year ago. Mm-hmm. He's still a human being. He's still the same guy the Democrats went after in every element of his life. They attacked his character, his money.
Who's they? They always say that they attacked him. Okay, so some 22-year-old random dude shot Charlie Kirk, and an attorney general, along with a grand jury, found out that Donald Trump very likely committed multiple types of fraud. That's not them targeting him. That's Donald Trump being an actual crook. But you can see the Fox News host being hesitant before this dude dives into the Trump glaze. You can see Tommy Lauren is even like, I just don't want to give Democrats the fodder. That's how she twists it. But what she's actually saying, if you read between the lines, is, hey, it's really not a good look for the President of the United States to be blowing up all of our arguments that he's not weaponizing the Justice Department. She's essentially saying, hey, Mr. President, I have to go and argue on TV that you're not weaponizing the DOJ. You're making my job really hard when you are out there publicly saying you are weaponizing the DOJ. And the reason why I know that is because I've had this happen to me, where I'm trying to defend some politician or some policy, and they go out there and they make it much worse. And I'm like, no, I'm supposed to be defending you. I can't defend this part now. That is what they are experiencing, because Donald Trump over and over is just face planting, stepping on the rake, and admitting what he's doing. Listen to this clip, for example. This is a little bit of a change of topic, but when it comes to freedom of speech and attacking his political opponents in that regard, I want to show you this clip of him on his inauguration claiming he was going to protect free speech or restore it, and then a clip of him a few days ago saying that if you criticize him too much, you may not be able to have your broadcasting license.
I will also sign an executive order to immediately stop all government censorship and bring back free speech to America.
When somebody is given 97% of the stories are bad about a person, that's no longer free speech. That's no longer, that's just cheating.
Listen, so this is the game they play. He says he's going to protect and restore free speech. But then the twist is, he gets to define what free speech is. In his mind, free speech means you can't criticize him. And that's why we can't cede any ground to these absolute lunatics. You know, it's funny, Pam Bondi is now getting a lot of ire. If you go to Kalshi.com, which is a prediction market where people are predicting, you know, what happens in politics or sports or whatever, Pam Bondi out as Attorney General has, I think, more than doubled in odds over the past 24 hours after Trump made that post. You can see it rather rapidly spiked, because Trump is very, very much so digging his heels in, that he's not going to fire anybody in his cabinet. He's not going to let anybody go, because during his first term, he had all of this turnover. So in this term, you know, Elon Musk left in a huge blow up, and now Trump is saying, I don't want anyone to go. But the base wants Pam Bondi gone. For example, I showed you Alex Jones basically begging. He posted a 3-minute video. No one's going to listen to this, bro. He posted a 3-minute video begging for Pam Bondi to go, and you see prediction markets like Kalshi having an increase of odds in Pam Bondi being the one that is out as Attorney General. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I appreciate all of you, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.